It was dark, but for the light of the monitors, and because night filled every corner of his room's window. Jesse recognized the sounds and smells of the hospital. He also recognized the pain in his head and the full body ache. He hoped there were no more pressing emergencies in paradise, because there wasn't enough adrenaline in the world that could get him out of bed again. He moved his hand along the bed until he found the call button, and when he did, he held it down.
"Chief Stone, is everything all right?"
the nurse asked, taking his pulse. "Are you in distress?"
"Other than everything hurting, no. How long have I been here?"
"You were brought in last evening."
"Are any of my officers outside?"
"First, let me get the doctor. Then we'll see about visitors."
Jesse had the impulse, but not the strength, to argue. When the doctor was done examining Jesse, he told the nurse that she could send the officer in the waiting room in. "And, Chief Stone, let's try not to yank the IV out of your arm or leave the hospital this time," the doctor said to Jesse. "You are worse for wear, and brain trauma is nothing to be ignored. I'm not sure how you managed to walk out of here the last time."
"I'm not going anywhere, Doc. Scout's honor. Were there any serious injuries from the explosion?"
"Cuts from flying glass, some tinnitus from the blast, but nothing too serious."
"Was anyone in the meeting house?"
"I'll let Officer Crane give you the details. Remember, Chief Stone, no more stunts, or I can't promise you won't do permanent damage to yourself."
There might have been times when Jesse was happier to see Molly, but he couldn't recall them at the moment. And when she entered the room, Molly did something very un-Molly-like. She leaned over, kissed Jesse on the forehead, and hugged him as best she could. There were tears in her eyes.
"Just what the hell did you think you were doing?" she said to him as she wiped away the tears. "You could have been killed."
"That's the Molly Crane I know."
"Don't be an ass, Jesse. That was a suicide mission."
"I wanted you to worry about being chief again."
She smiled in spite of herself.
"I hate you."
"You love me, Crane.
That's why I hate you."
"So, did Suit get everyone down into the tunnel?"
"Thank goodness for the Underground Railroad. Everyone came out okay, physically, at least. A few of the people were pretty traumatized."
"Suit?"
"He's Suit. He's fine."
"Don't ever tell him this, Molly, but he's a hero. He went back in there, even though I told him there was probably a bomb."
"Suit would do anything for you, Jesse. You know that."
"This was different. He's married now. He did it because he's a good cop. How does Pilgrim Cove look?"
Molly laughed.
"Like a bomb hit it."
When Jesse laughed, nausea welled up in him, and it was all he could do not to be sick. When he collected himself, he asked about the arrests.
"The Stadies caught Vanderkamp at the New York border. He had the gun on him, just like James Earl said he would. It was loaded with blanks, just like he said on the voice recording. But Lundquist isn't sure there's any way to physically tie it to what happened on Newton Alley."
"Is Vanderkamp talking?"
"Claims it's a conspiracy to kill his children and put an end to his attempts to save the country."
"No surprise there. What's Wells say about Alicia?" Molly smiled.
"The DA is withdrawing the charges against her."
"You know I'm still going to have to fire her."
Molly nodded.
"Drake Daniels?"
"He copped to a lesser charge. Lundquist said you had it about right. The idea was only to rough up Felicity Wildford as part of the scheme to shake up everyone in the area. John Wilkes was in charge, but once Wildford put up a fight, Garrison got carried away and beat her. It was Daniels' idea to try to make it look like a copycat thing. When they searched Garrison's house, they found a private armory, a collection of Nazi paraphernalia, racist literature, and child porn."
"You know you're acting chief again until I get out of here."
"Don't remind me. Is there anything else, Jesse? Anyone you want to see?"
"I need you to get a photo from my room at home and bring it here tomorrow morning. And I'd like to see Suit and Cole Slayton. He's living in my condo and working at Daisy's."
Molly gave Jesse an odd look. Why is he? I've got my reasons. Okay, Jesse. She leaned over him and kissed his forehead again. Next time you pull something like that, you better get killed, because if they don't kill you, I will.
I love you too, Crane.